are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay originally aired on February 8th, 1991.
The shrikes have always been mystery birds to me. I've seen them off and on over the years, but I have to admit, I've never been privileged to encounter the bird at home. That's its home. By that I mean, I've never found an occupied nest. And I found only one or two nests I firmly believe to be shrike nests. My other observations of shrikes have also been spotty. During my years as a teacher at Oswego, I did know of a territory just off County Highway Number 4, east-southeast of Oswego. I first encountered that bird when I was searching for a brown thrasher's nest in an overgrown brushy field. I heard this kind of strained burbling song, slightly reminiscent of a catbird with a cold. It piqued my curiosity, so I searched for the author of the call and finally located it in a medium-sized hedgerow right at the roadside. I watched the bird for some time, hoping it might give some hint of the location of its nest. I was able to get a couple of mediocre photos of the bird on its high perch. I had to leave, however, before the bird made any revealing movements. I made a mental note to return and follow up on the observation. However, it was during the height of the black tern and gallinule hatching at Bill Johnson's marsh west of town. Since I was banding tern and gallinule chicks, I never did get back to the spot. Today, if I could find this spot, I'm sure it would be too overgrown to be attractive to shrikes. The bird I saw was a loggerhead shrike, one of the two species of shrikes found in central New York. The loggerhead has a more southerly range than its northern counterpart, the northern shrike, which nests in Canada and Alaska. The loggerhead nests from the southern part of Canada south, almost to Central America. These birds have slightly smaller than the robin or the mockingbird, the latter of which they tend to resemble. Think of a slightly chunky, slightly short-tailed version of the mockingbird, and you have the loggerhead. You won't ever confuse them at close range, because the shrike has a definite black mask running through the eye and the upper margin of the cheek. I'm aware that mockingbirds sometimes exhibit a dark line in the same location, but it is usually indistinct and narrow. The shrike's mask is definite. Its head appears quite large for the size of the bird. In flight, shrikes show white wing patches and tail fringes similar to those of the mockingbird. It's well to check out any robin-sized long-tailed bird that exhibits white wing patches. Probably the most interesting thing about the bird is its feeding habits, which have earned it the name butcher bird. Its preferred food is large insects, small rodents, and small songbirds, which it attacks vigorously, usually battering its prey with its strong beak. Its feet and bill are not strongly modified to fit its role as a predator. This may explain the many accounts of failures in its assaults on mice and songbirds. Once the prey is subdued, the shrike may carry it to a thorn bush and skewer it on the long thorn. There is a definite affinity between shrike and thorn apple. I can attest to the vigorous sort of slapdash habits of the bird. When it locates a potential bird quarry, it moves threateningly about, apparently trying to get one of the birds to bolt. Just last week, I watched a pair of northern shrikes harassing a flock of 6 to 8 mourning doves. Both birds moved threateningly about the small flock, and while they did get the doves to move about, they never found an opportunity to strike. Doves are too large to be a handy target for a meal. House sparrows or song sparrows are a different matter, but even house sparrows don't make ready prey for the shrike because they tend to remain together in the deepest part of the tree or thicket when threatened. The home life of the bird is quite domestic and unruffled by all accounts. The male assists the female with nest building and feeds her while incubating. So the story goes. Observation alone could not confirm this, since male and female are indistinguishable. The female incubates the 4 to 6 brown-spotted eggs for just over 2 weeks. The young grow rapidly and leave the nest in less than 3 weeks after hatching. Shrikes may occasionally invade backyard feeders, and I once encountered a woman who told me of a mockingbird going after her canary in a cage on the porch. After lengthy discussion and showing of pictures, she agreed that the invader was a shrike. I don't know how typical this is, but it does help to explain the bird's unsavory reputation. Still, shrikes fulfill an important role in nature, and I regret that my acquaintance with them is so limited. That's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.